If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
I hope you are getting to know Howard Tolman as well as I do. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. We talk about what he writes on Inc.com. Today, it's about AI. But before we get into that, your buddy Rahm, is he thinking governor? He's not thinking president, right?
Well, I'm not sure he's thinking either of those right now. I think he's going to wait till after 2026 and see what shakes out.
Okay. But he's going to do something. He's you can just feel it. He's
for sure he would not be running against JB now that JB has declared. So I mean, right. So that's gone. And I don't think really that he has any interest in being one of 100 in the Senate. I mean, the Senate is such a clown show now anyway. Yeah. So I don't know. As I say, it's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if, since he's like a world-class fundraiser, if he doesn't look at this crazy bill that they just passed and figure out there's an unbelievable amount of ammunition and a whole lot of races for the Democrats, and goes into fundraising mode and raises a bunch of money for a bunch of guys who win, or women who win. And then he's got a giant set of IOUs, and then maybe he looks at where he goes after that.
Ah, yes. He's a wise man. And boy, there are so many people that are going to be harmed by this bill. It's
really frightening. I mean, it's also, everybody says Trump is, doing this stuff right out front and in our face. But, if you look at what Lisa from Alaska did, I mean, she basically said, you want my vote, you have to do special things for Alaska. Now, I don't care about 49 other states. Forget them. Just take care of me, and then I'll vote for you. And that's what happened. I mean, it's just so flagrant that you just wonder. And yeah. I don't know. It's going to be very, very destructive. And I think the scariest thing is I think that in the red southern states, it's going to hit like crazy. I mean, for these people to be, cheering that he's shutting down FEMA and doing things, and they're still trying to recover from these floods. I mean, I don't understand who they think is going to help them if all these cuts take place, plus the Medicare, plus the Medicaid. I mean, it's really frightening. And I think it's going to just whack a lot of these people. But 30% of them, would vote for this guy, regardless of what happened. But the nice thing is he's not up in 2026. It'll be their opportunity to take it out on their local representatives who've really done them dirty.
Yeah, we will. We'll see what happens. It will be here sooner than what we think.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was really bothersome in there for me was no AI regulation for 10 years. How could you?
Well, that's gone.
Okay, good.
That's gone.
And the public sale of lands is gone too, right? That was another thing that was horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Ted Cruz AI thing was voted down 99-1. If you can imagine, which tells you something about, how popular. In fact, Al Franken used to say, that he likes Ted Cruz best of all the people in Congress, and he hates him. So I think that's gone. And then I think what happened on the forest lands was all the senators and the congressmen from the western states. Lo and behold, they actually listened to their constituents who said, are you crazy? You think we want to have development here. So sometimes it works.
Yeah. And I mean, about that AI thing, that's what your article is about today on Inc.com. And we need AI regulation. We can't tell what's real, what's fake. We can't tell the good actors from the bad actors. And it's only going to get worse.
Totally. But, look, the problem is the tech community would tell you, on the one hand, that the fact that Congress does nothing is probably a good thing because they're so unqualified and ignorant about what can be done and what should be done. And it's only gotten worse. I mean, when you have Dr. Oz in charge of Medicare, or when you have, Robert Kennedy in charge of, vaccines, I mean, it's so frightening that I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't think anybody these days is rooting for more regulation. And I think we're going to see that in all these upcoming elections. They're all going to be, you know, leave us alone kind of
right,
stuff.
Right, right. And you're just a massive art collector. And my concern is also about the arts, especially when it comes to music, when it comes to film, when it comes to literature. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
You know, no, it's worse than that. I mean, you can't tell. One of the things in the article, which I think we're going to hear for the next, 10 years, is if you can't tell the difference, is there a difference? And frankly, in a lot of areas, nobody cares. Nobody really cares if it's some gigantic, CG effect in a movie as opposed to, oh, there happened to be a real dinosaur that we could lease, for a Jurassic Park or something. So in some areas, it's going to matter a lot, medicine and things like that. And in some areas, it's going to make things cheaper and easier and more accessible. And, we're going to have to sort of do those trade-offs, just like we did with privacy, just like we did with, speed and access, just like nobody pays attention to whether it's a dollar more on Amazon because it'll be here in 1 hour and that's all we really care about. We're constantly doing these trade-offs and AI is going to make it just more so. But as I said in the article, some of it is good. There's this idea, there's some software now that would take your voice and turn you automatically in real time. You should do this on the show, by the way, at one point, into like a posh English speaker with an English accent or Indian or anything you want in real time and eliminates accents and regionality or adds them. And, we're not going to be able to tell who we're talking to.
And you talk about that in your article being used for call centers, because as Americans, we get pretty uptight when we have to talk to someone that we bought a product from, but we really have a difficult time understanding them and they don't understand our jargon.
Absolutely. And, some of that is going to be massively improved. And on the other hand, some of that is going to be ripe for fraud. We've already heard these stories about somebody calls you up and you think it's your grandchild who's, lost in Kansas or something, and please send me some money. And then you discover that the whole thing was manufactured and is fake. So I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there are days when I say, don't pick up the phone. We haven't had a call on our home phone landline that doesn't show up as suspected spam, I think, in the last 2 years. I don't know why we have it. I guess we have it as some kind of, safety net that if you had to pick it up and call 911, but
they probably wouldn't answer.
That's right. Well, listen, they have their hands full, believe me.
Yes, I know. Anyway. I know it's a new world, Howard. And as you said, like 2 years ago, it's going to be scary. And I got to tell you, I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to that fact.
Well, I also, just one last thought, and that is, you mentioned music. I think that music is going to be radically changed, but it's going to be sliced and diced by age. Folks who are our age and with our experience in history, we're listening to stuff, oldies but goodies and classic music, and what the kids under 30 are listening to or under 20, we wouldn't even understand it, much less appreciate it. So the fact that a lot of that is being artificially created, it's going to be sludge, and we're just going to have more and more sludge.
And we leave many artists without the desire to create. So support the arts, people. That's what I'm saying. Howard, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a happy 4th.
Same to you. Howard Tullman, you can follow him online. That's Tullman, or check out his article on Inc.com.